Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefooters Legal Radio Show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Good morning. This is your host, Winter Rachels, for our first ever Bareface is Legal radio program. Thank you for joining us. You can find us at www.freedomizerradio.com. And if you would like to call in today, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6208. That's 319-527-6208. Please press 1 if you have a question. And I do have a couple of callers this morning, so just a moment, let me get this on.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? This sounds like Shane.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. And let me go ahead and bring the other caller in as well and see who we have.
Yes.
Good morning. Who do we have here?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you doing? All right.
Pretty good.
Okay, so fantastic. Shane, I know you were a guest on my call last week, and we had a very fantastic call on the 1 minute till midnight conspiracy exposed, and you asked me a question on that call, whether or not I was a mask wearer. Do you recall that?
Okay, yes.
And I said, certainly not, and you had a lot of really excellent things to say about that, so I'm glad you called in today. Do you want to reiterate that or expound?
Okay, so that was last week. So what happened last week? I've forgotten already. I'm a very day-to-day person.
Sure.
I kind of forgot what happened. But yes,
sure. Well, just tell me about how you feel about masks, or, you know, go into that.
Okay. I don't wear a mask. I go to stores, and if they ask, I say I have a medical exemption, and pretty much that's the end, pretty much all of it. Once in a while, you'll get somebody asking, you know, to see a note or something. So I just showed them the other document that I have with the ADA and stuff, and HIPAA. So and that's it. You know, pretty much they leave me alone. Now, I've had a couple of occasions where somebody actually said something in the store, you know, as a customer, saying something to me. And, I got pretty defensive, and I just wouldn't take what they were saying. So that's what I did. I believe this whole thing with the mask, it's nothing to do with our health. I mean, if they really were concerned about our health, they wouldn't do a lot of the things, like fluoride in our water, poison in our food, chemtrails in the air, and all that kind of stuff that they really cared about. So this is about control, nothing about keeping us healthy. And it's been proven over and over again with so many evidence of people putting out, showing you your oxygen level is way below the acceptable level, and it's actually in danger. So to do this, is against our creator. It's against our constitutional rights. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, so I think that's pretty much how I feel about this. And I know they're going to keep pushing it. They're going to keep pushing it until, you know, we give in. But I'm not going to give in on this. You know, they're going to have to take me to jail, I guess. There's no mandate. There's no mandate.
We do have a couple of other callers, and let me just find out if they have something to say here real quick.
Yes.
904 area code. You may go ahead and speak. You're on live with Winter Rachels on Barefaces Legal.
Hey, Rachel. I actually have nothing to say. I was just listening.
Okay, no problem. Okay, 803 area code. Are you there?
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Excellent. Did you have a question or did you want to continue on with what Shang was saying?
Well, I mean, I don't think that people realize that we don't even have a constitution. I think they're doing this all on purpose. I mean, this whole mask thing is, you know, I mean, they're doing it, number one, to see who is going to be afraid and who's going to be completely compliant with what it is that they're asking. But furthermore, I agree with him. But this goes deeper than just the mask thing. Look, the whole Trump thing, you know, why is he allowing this stuff? Why is this going on? And why did he turn his presidential powers over to FEMA under Executive Order 11921? That's, I guess, the real question. I mean, if you really want to get down to the bare bones of it.
I don't know that a lot of people realize that that's out there, and that is a big concern. You are correct.
Well, it is a big concern, especially when you take into consideration that, I mean, our rights are gone. Like, literally, they're gone. It's just a matter of time of when the explosion takes place. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but, I mean, it's coming, and it's on the horizon. And I feel like Trump is facilitating all of this. You know, this 5G network, when he talked about the 5G network, when he said that he wanted 5G and even 6G and then 10G, and he was all excited about it. And then Trump supporters say things like, well, his 5G is different. No, it's not. It's concerning to people. They're putting under this lockdown 5G towers all over schools. They're putting them on churches. They're putting them on restaurants. They're putting them on water towers. They're putting them on the top telephone poles. And, you know, he's the president of the United States, and he handed his rights over to FEMA. That's not just a little concerning. The real question is why. And why was it that Mike Pompeo said that it was a live exercise? See, these are things that I look at. And, you know, I'm not trying to discredit Trump, but I think what he's doing discredits his own self. It has nothing to do with my personal feelings. It has to do with what facts are lying in front of us. And I don't trust him. I don't trust him, and I think that he's doing horrible things to this country. He started really good, but you know what? They always need a good guy and a bad guy. Hillary was the bad guy. He was the good guy. And you can't tell me that he's not bought and paid for by the same people that he's taking. Listen, George Soros bailed him out.
Just pause for just a minute, and let's, like, you know, dig into the whole mask issue. So I know, Rachel, you're on the line, 785 area code. Can you tell me, did you want to talk about the actual safety of the masks? I know you have some information on that. Are they safe?
No, they're not safe. No, they're not safe. And there's also part of the ritual, too. I'm in that part, too. That part is insane. This is the initiation ritual. They are trying to transform people. Change people. If they isolate you and all that, then you're more likely to be able to change to where they want. And initiation rituals have masks. And remember, if they want Satan and all everybody, you have to remember that too. There's masks in a lot of the satanic rituals. Almost all of them have satanic masks on. Involved.
Okay, I'm going to break for a commercial real quick, and we will return shortly.
Do you struggle with your health? Do you have a tough time decoding all the noise out there about health and wellness?
Yeah.
We all do. Join us as we learn and grow our way forward in a more positive, autonomous, liberty-minded way. How can we claim personal independence if we don't have autonomy and control over our own bodies and, more importantly, our minds?
From the foods that we eat to the media that we consume, we have a duty as freedom-loving individuals to claim our independence of ourselves. From GMOs to medicines to vaccines, governmental tyranny, or perhaps exchanging a good recipe, no topic is off limits.
Join us here on Freedomizer Radio on Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time for Mental Acumen with Donald and Christy Rhodes. Hope to see you there.
All right, and I also want to do a live commercial for the Noon Pacific Bible Study with Carl. It's a very fantastic Bible study where he uses the Bible to interpret the Bible, and that would be Noon Pacific or 2 o'clock Central. And Chang, are you still with us?
Chang, yes. Chang's still here.
Yeah. So you sent me a video last night, and I'm interested in, can you expound on that video where the gentleman did the experiment, the OSHA experiment?
Yep. Right. So he did it. He did the experiment first without the mask on and just taking the oxygen reading near his mouth, and everything was okay. You know, it was within the limits of what you, the oxygen level that you need to have. I think it was like 19-something, and so that was okay. And the minute he put on the mask, he breathed for less than 30 seconds, and boom, you can see that oxygen level completely drop, and the gauge actually started sounding off with the alarm saying, it's not safe. So he went down to like 17.4, which is a few points below what they need to be. So it was instantaneous that just putting on the mask without doing anything, he was just sitting there, and immediately his oxygen level dropped. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's proof right there for that individual that that mask is going to create an unhealthy environment for him. And I think for a lot of people, it's the same, exactly the same.
Well, and that's true. And that is a big concern, the medical aspect of it. You have a demand for people to wear the mask, and an implication that it's safe. Driving down the street just a couple of days ago, there was a big bulletin board that said masks save lives, which is interesting because I've heard of a number of cases where there were some running school kids and one of them dropped to, I don't know if he died immediately or in the hospital, but he did pass away from a collapsed lung.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not an isolated case.
Right.
I'm not certain why, if we're wearing masks, why we're doing it out in the open with the free air. And why, when it says right there on the box, and I will read it to you. I've got a screenshot of it. Warning, right here on the box of your typical mask, we're not talking about the N95s, we're talking about the typical paper masks that are blue and folded. This product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Wearing an ear loop mask does not reduce the risk of contracting any disease or infection. User is solely responsible for the selection of appropriate personal protective equipment for the setting and application. And it's single use only. And so I went to Sub Shop two nights ago, and everybody in there is wearing a mask. And I always like to ask the question, are you open to hearing information about the risks of mask wearing? And so I asked the question, and they said, sure. The couple of people behind the counter said, sure. And so I discussed what you're telling me now, that it reduces your oxygen. And one of them, who's incidentally wearing the mask below her nose, says, well, that's all subject to opinion, that it reduces your oxygen. And I just, you know, diplomatically responded with, you know, actually it's not subject to opinion when it can be medically proven with a device that registers the amount of oxygen that you are breathing in and out without a mask versus in and out with the mask. And when the oxygen drops down below past an OSHA requirement, you have a problem. And I said, I understand you're just complying with your boss, and that's why we have an organization called Bareface is Legal, so that we can educate people, but we're also a group that is not just sitting around on our laurels, you know, chatting back and forth about the issues. We are a call to action group. So, you know, if you're listening and you want to get involved, again, our phone number is 319-527-6208. Please press 1 to state that you would like to ask a question or to find out how you may get involved. You can find us on Facebook at Bare Face is Legal. That's B-A-R-E, Face is Legal. And we also have a business page. So you can join the group. You can like the business page. And then we also have a Twitter account by the same name. So please follow us on Twitter. And see, I think Rachel had something else she wanted to say. Let me bring her back. Rachel, are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
You may go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that there's the rituals aspect of all this.
Okay,
people aren't
yes.
joking when they say it's the usher in the New World Order. They're not joking.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about New World Order, not all of our callers may understand what that means. Do you want to explain that?
I mean, if anybody else can do it better, that'd be great. But, I mean, it's basically they've been planning it for a while. Sorry. Like one world religion, one love, and just like one this. It's just, I mean, what have you heard about all that?
Well, I have been made privy of the New World Order for decades. And, you know, it's on our dollar bill.
Maybe you can help me explain it.
Sure, I will attempt to. It's on our dollar bill. It is a long-held plan by secret organizations that are influenced by their belief system, their religious belief system, and ultimately plan to bring all of the nations of the world into a system that is basically squelches freedom completely. You've got your totalitarian government on steroids is how you would look at it in a very snapshot type of way. So it is an umbrella that holds the one world religion, the one world government, and the one world economy. So when we see things like our economy crashing and we hear things like you, Shane, and the other caller, Brian, basically point to the fact that these things appear to be perhaps on purpose. Okay, set that aside for just a minute, whether it is or not. Okay, say there is this virus out there, and say the virus is hurting people. We didn't have this with the flu. With the flu, you know, there are far more deaths and admitted deaths that, you know, affected the citizens. This is said to be very different, but anybody, you know, looking around with all of the mysterious dots that we are connecting wants to go and research, they can find Event 201 was a rehearsal and a drill for a pandemic, for a coronavirus, 6 months before this was rolled out. And just like the last caller dropped off, I don't know if he's calling back in or not, but oh, there he is. But I can bring him back on, but he was talking about, let me just bring him back on just a moment.
Oh, and just so you know, they had the 2012 Olympics in London pre-show that told people that what they were planning on doing, and they're planning on, you know, taking kids to bring them in.
Yeah, there was a lot of symbolism. I did see that, and we may come back and revisit that. So you have the 201 event 201, and Brian, you mentioned the Mike Pompeo mentioned on air. This is a live exercise, and Trump said in the background where you might have told us. And so, you know, if you're a sleepwalker, you may dismiss that. And if you're wide awake, you perk up and note that was said. So, but what this reminds me of is I've been, as a mother who had a child who was vaccine, had a severe vaccine reaction at age 18 months that almost didn't make it, I started doing research on vaccines at that time and found a holistic doctor on the coast of Florida and started going to him. And I was a mother who, you know, there's the two sides to vaccines. Are they safe and are they effective? So I had, through the experience that I had with my own child, discovered they're not safe, but believing at the time that they were still effective, because that's how cognitive dissonance works, I felt guilty for a number of months, at least, for ceasing to get her vaccinated until I met a doctor, a master of oriental medicine by the name of Dr. Champ Zabaticus on the Florida coast. And I volunteered for him. I was so fascinated. I had the time, and I was so fascinated with his knowledge. So I volunteered for him, and my first question was about polio. Everybody says, oh, well, vaccine stopped polio. And he said, well, actually it didn't. And he led me to a book called Are Vaccines Really Safe and Effective by Neil Z. Miller. And it shows in that book the statistics, the arch, the height of the disease was always on the decline when the vaccine was instigated. So, Shane, I believe it was you that mentioned that you felt that the masks were a soft rollout for the mark of the beast. And when we say that, you know, yes, that's a spiritual term. It's also, you know, the beast system. A lot of people see this as something completely projected outward. I feel like it's going to be outward and inward, that it's been the marks of either God or the beast have been around since Genesis, since the book of Genesis. But we are looking at a beast system. And by that we mean something worldwide that can't be escaped from, that you can't buy or sell without. And Expound on what you mean by that soft rollout. I think you could probably say it better than I could. Or,
well, I would just also say, you know, that.
And I was calling for Shane.
Sorry?
Shane,
can you say that again?
Can you define what you mean by soft rollout?
Okay.
Of the mark of the beast, like.
Sure, okay. So I think most people might be under the belief system that the mark of the beast is one thing. Let's say the chip, you know, put a microchip in or some RFID or whatever it is. And that may be true. But the way I see it is, things have always been done to humanity in a sort of slow pace, step by step, very similar to the lockdown that we had. You started slowly and then eventually ended up a little bit like martial law type of thing. So they're just slowly walking us into it. And so I believe the mask is like the first step in seeing who's willing to take this on, who's not willing to take this on, and how easy it is to get you to believe in the vaccine, and then maybe the RFID chip later on, whatever else it can come up with. So to me, this is, I always thought it's part of the mark of the beast. Then I heard a gentleman from my Black Lives Matter, you know, he used to be a Black Lives Matter supporter, and he said this is a soft rollout. And to me, that just bang and rang a bell right there. I was like, yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a soft rollout to the mark of the beast, just to see who is willing to do it, how many people they have to deal with but don't want to do it, and, you know, and that type of thing. So I hope. Yes, go ahead.
So you're basically saying that they're taking our temperature.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Little by little, to see little pieces at a time. So, yep.
And, Brian, you talked about basically on another call where you were a guest, you talked about the quantum physics, and I know the algorithms are a big part of determining what their actions are based on what our actions are. So therefore, thus the purpose of a call like this and a group like this, because as has been stated on Barefoot is Legal, the sister radio show by Proof Negative, basically they are, there are the 70% Karens and the 30% truthers, if you want to term it that way. So the algorithms are trying to determine where we're at in the system, and basically if we what could we do if we could wake people up and we became a majority, is there a possibility that could happen, and what would be the positive result? Why are we needing and imploring people to get active in this and not just sit on our laurels? Brian, do you want to speak to that?
Well, the artificial intelligence, let me just start with the fact that Elon Musk said, well, let's start with this, that there were summoning demons with that technology, okay? Well, his exact words. And, you know, I think I've always been of the opinion that the last part of the statue, you know, that Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed about, the iron and clay feet, but that they could not cleave because it was a kingdom where man and machine, I believe that man is going to merge with this artificial intelligence. This is what he's saying. He's saying that if you don't keep up with the technology.
And let me pause you right there. Are you on speaker? Because
yes.
You're coming out really fuzzy.
Sorry, is that better?
Slightly better.
Okay. What I was saying is that Elon Musk is saying that, you know, there's so many...
Can you possibly hang up and call back in? Because I think you got a bad line.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to ask you to do that, but it's really fuzzy. And it wasn't earlier before you dropped off the first time. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. So let me pause for a commercial here.
We are heartfelt. We speak from the heart. We are open. We don't hold back. We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your aspirations and join us on Hope Radio with CC
and Trevor, Tuesdays 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Join the crew.
Okay, you're back. Let's see if that's better.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. You know, I don't think it's a soft rollout anymore. I mean, I look, you know, they use algorithms for everything. You know, even on Facebook, my page, I mean, I had to create three pages on Facebook because they deleted, well, they didn't delete it, but they put me back in jail for 30 days. Then they did it literally the very next day or the day after with the second one. And I didn't spend enough time with the third one before I finally got my rights restored on the first one. Does that make any sense? But these algorithms are learning us. Every time we use the beast system, they're learning us. We're teaching, you know, this beast system how to operate. These people talk about something called a singularity, the point at which, and if I understand it correctly, at which point artificial intelligence gains an awareness. And, you know, even Jordy Rose said that these are going to be like the Lovecraftian old ones. So they're saying that we have to. This is one of the reasons, I think, you know, that Bill Gates is pushing the quantum dot. I think we're there. I mean, that's the crazy part. I don't think it's a soft rollout anymore. I think it's just there.
I think what is meant by a soft rollout is basically we are not yet, like, the masks are not preventing everybody in the world from buying and selling. And I think that's what we look at as, you know, the hard rollout, where every living person on the entire earth is required to do a certain thing or they can't get certain privileges. And this is, you know, some would have said, you know, credit cards or debit cards or the chip in the card, you know, was marching us in that direction. We're slowly, we're the frog that's being boiled, that's being conditioned. These are the things as a society you must participate in or else. And I think that you're correct that the mask has been the most heightened version of that pre-vaccine. And the vaccine, you know, yes, Trump says it will be, you know, that people will, there will be people that don't want to take it, and he implies that it will be, you know, not mandatory, but yet he's going to instigate this not mandatory vaccine through military vehicle. It's, you know, very alarming.
Right. Now, Ray Rachel, can I say something
yes,
to what you just
absolutely.
Said?
Please
yes.
Do.
So the fact that Trump wants to use the military instead of just letting the distribution go out as it is right now is because the military is trustworthy as far as Trump is concerned. So therefore, things won't be tampered and things like that. And I believe that he is not looking to make it mandatory for everybody, but he does have to please a lot of the people that believe in vaccines. You know, even though I know he's an anti-vaxxer, but he realizes in order to win this thing, you must please all these other people. So I think he's giving the choice to people whether they want to do it or not, which is what I like. He doesn't wear the mask, neither does the press secretary. That tells you something. Now, if they were in the league and they want to take everybody down that road, then yes, they will be wearing the mask and guiding everybody toward that direction, but they're not doing that. Now, could they be playing the good cop? Sure, that's always possible. But, I mean, again, just some of the things that he's doing, the administration's doing, that's sort of against what the NWO would want. And yes, could it be that playing good cop, bad cop? Sure, that's always possible. PSYOPs are always possible. Anyway, it remains to be seen what really is going to happen. And I just hope that people realize enough that mask is not the answer for us. We can't leave this for our children. This cannot be the way that we live
exactly
for the rest of our
right.
lives.
We cannot leave this for our children.
If there's nothing else, nothing else. We've got to fight for our children. They cannot be made aware of this for the rest of their lives. And the whole idea of human beings, body language, facial expression, that means so much in our communication. By taking that out, now we don't know if people are mad or angry or anything. This is what they want. They want us to be very confused and not to be able to communicate with each other.
and dehumanizing. Like, it is so important for children in the first years of growth to see those facial expressions, to become socialized and to develop. And if they don't have that, then that's like somebody mentioned the transhuman agenda. That's going to feed right into that. And if you don't know what the transhuman agenda, basically there's nano dot technology available and a silicone strand of DNA available to put into something as tiny as a vaccine that would combine with our DNA and basically made us one-third machine. And if you want further information on that, Nicholson1968.com is a very good resource. He has a lot of very good information on that. I just want to discuss the Washington Times. June 28th, Washington Times article, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Sunday that the country is long overdue for a national mask-wearing mandate to combat the novel coronavirus. Asked whether it was time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country, she said, we are long overdue for that. There's a pause as though part of her comment was left out. My understanding is that the Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president, said Ms. Pelosi on the ABCs this week. Ms. Pelosi also said that President Trump should wear a mask in public, declaring real men wear masks. The president should be an example, said Ms. Pelosi. Real men wear masks. Be an example to the country and wear the mask. It's not about protecting yourself. It's about protecting others. And that's going to tie right back into what I was saying about vaccines. As I got into that vein of debate, you grow up, unless you come from a family that believes religiously from the get-go not to vaccinate, you were vaccinated as a kid, you vaccinate your child, and unless there is some reason for you to question them, you go along with the vaccination program, even though we had 8 vaccines as a kid and our kids are getting 77. So meeting this holistic master of oriental medicine on the west coast, the west coast of Florida, and volunteering for him and being introduced to the book, Are Vaccines Really Safe and Effective?, and learning that every time a major disease broke out, by the time the vaccine was introduced, the disease itself was on the very bottom most point of the bell curve, already out the door, as is happening with coronavirus. And so the perception from the public that the vaccine was what saved the day was just that, a perception that was indoctrinated into the public, which was very shocking and eye-opening to me. So when I decided that, thank goodness my child came through, is healthy, I could easily have gone on with my life, but I became privy and aware of all of these other people that weren't so lucky. And I know, some of the people listening, you have children that are vaccine injured. So you know what I'm talking about. It's not 1 in 1,000,000. We're down to 1 in less than 40 boys. It's even higher than that, but to be conservative, have autism immediately following a vaccine. And the public is becoming aware of that. So here comes the phrase when I'm discussing this on a public media that I continually get confronted with. You vaccinate your child to protect mine. I vaccinate my child to protect yours. And there's been this huge debate about that. And the the families that have not felt that the risk of vaccinating was worth it and have decided to rely on the child's own immune system have been confronted with that, you know, pointing to your, and they call them crotch goblins, very, you know, leftist goblins, vaccinated. And when, no matter how much momentum, and I know that a lot of the momentum on the vaccine side was or is algorithm and people that are hired. And yes, there are people that truly believe in vaccines that got in the fight too, but it wasn't even a fair fight because the pharmaceutical companies basically were, we could be a teeny tiny dot on the end of a big toe compared to the entire body of the pharmaceutical industry. It's so huge. And here we are as moms, you know, and dads showing up and protesting mandatory vaccines because we know and we want the, because basically whatever side you fall on, once you lose the right to decide what goes into your body, you've lost all freedom. Okay, so whether you believe in vaccines or not, that's a fact. Okay, so this phrase, you get your child vaccinated to protect mine, I get mine to protect yours, first of all, makes no sense, because if the vaccines work and your child is vaccinated, they should be fine. They should be, according to your belief system, you've protected your child. But they are, I believe, doing it the way they're doing it and borrowing the term herd immunity from the vaccine community to achieve their goal of getting everybody vaccinated. They ruin the test subjects when they do that, because any truthful pediatrician will tell you his if he allows a clientele of unvaccinated children, his healthiest patients are the unvaccinated. His second healthiest patients are the partially vaccinated. His sickest patients are the fully vaxxed kids. And I bring all this up to say that you can pick this argument up and you can lay it down on top of the mask argument. There has never been a safety study on masks to prove that they're safe, and they admit they're not effective. It's right there on the box. So end of conversation, but yet we have this argument. You wear your mask to protect me. I wear my mask to protect you. Are you still there? Hello? Did I lose everybody? See, oh, okay. It looks like everybody's not able to talk.
Yeah, I got cut off. I had to call back, Rachel. And then I heard you talking. Yeah,
okay.
I heard everything you said just now. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so do you want to comment on that, or
are you talking to me?
Yes. You
oh, I'm sorry.
Both of y'all.
Okay, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead, Brian? Because what happened was when I was talking in the middle of my last statement, I got cut off, but I didn't know. So I spoke for a little while and then realized, I'm not there. So when I dialed back in, then you were talking. So I probably missed a bunch of what you said. Maybe Brian might have heard most of it.
No, I heard all of it. I agree with you 100% where that is concerned. It's really just about it's about conditioning. And I think it is to take the temperature, like you had stated earlier, about you know, where people are at. How controllable are they? How programmed are they? And again, this gives them a very good idea of where people stand on either side of the fight. And you know, the 70-30 analogy that you gave earlier, I firmly believe that that's what they're doing. But I think that that time is coming at this juncture where it's, I mean, I think they're about to push this hardcore. In fact, if I'm right, and I think I am, FEMA loses its powers over the American people in November because the executive order was only for 6 months. And so, you know, I firmly believe that it's coming to a point ahead in this country. We're just seeing the first fruits of this with the riots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do truly believe that, that this is leading up to the mark, and that quantum dot. I mean, when you really get into what these things are, this is really what they want. They want people to be compliant, to say, okay, I'm going to take this because if I don't take this, you know, I believe this disease is real. And, you know, then I won't get sick. And people are so scared because they're just watching TV. They don't take the time to really research these topics. And it's really upsetting, actually, because a lot of these people are being led to the slaughter. You know, we know what's happening with 5G. How do you feel about that, the 5G and this vaccine? How do you think it's going to work together?
Should I answer, Rachel?
Yeah, go. I think he's asking you.
Okay. Oh, he was. Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay.
I apologize.
When you finish that, we do have a caller that has a question, would like to say something. This is Winter Rachels, and I do want to do a live ad real quick for our program at noon Pacific for the Bible study with Carl. And, again, he just uses the Bible to interpret the Bible, and that's on at noon Pacific, 2 Central, 3 Eastern. And go ahead with your comment, Shane, and then we've got Louise next.
Okay. So what Brian was saying, I absolutely agree. 5G and the virus and all these things all really tied in together. I believe that 5G causes a lot of harm, like radiation or microwave radiation that will harm life, creatures, you know, living creatures on Earth. And then many, many tests have been done where birds dropped out of the sky in the Netherlands when they were doing this test. Wuhan, 5G, this is what happened to them 6 months after full implementation. Look at what happened. So many people gotten sick. So a virus is really usually the end result of our damaged cells expelling toxins out of, that's what a virus is. So when any of your cells get damaged, like radiation damage or whatever, they will expel toxins out, and that's your virus. So when people get tested for virus, a corona, for example, if your cells been damaged and, you know, it's expelling that toxin, you probably will test positive for the coronavirus. So those two are definitely linked together, and I think 5G enhances the fear that we'll have with the virus and vice versa. So that's something that I'm putting together so that we will suffer even more harm as it goes along, as Brian has said. So, yeah, I'm done.
Thank you for that. Louise?
Hey, I have a question. I've been listening to everything that's been said, and I totally agree with, you know, the vaccines, the 5G, the order out of chaos, the new world order, the Illuminati, CERN, you name it, I agree with it. I am fully aware of all these things that are taking place in the world right now. However, I would like to ask the question to the other people that does anybody think that this agenda that is wholeheartedly, you know, being played out before our eyes against humanity and against us as humans is going to be fought from within the matrix, or is it going to take us coming out of this system in order for us to fight it? In the respect of, well, I don't think this can be battled at a political or a government level because these people are clearly against, you know, any kind of humanity in general. They are both sides of the same coin. So to actually tackle it from a government or political level is kind of fruitless because I don't think that's actually going to manifest in any kind of right being given to us. And my thoughts are that the only way to overcome this strategy of the enemy is to actually come out of the world system, and that is to learn how to be self-sustaining, to somehow find some way you can live off-grid, you know, to actually come out of the system. I just wonder what everyone else's thoughts were on that.
I definitely have some thoughts on that. I have had some of the same questions, and coming from the background or belief system of following Yeshua and seeing what I believe is a big picture, mm-hmm. I came across a woman who did a video, and she, I believe her first name is Selma. I believe it's definitely something similar to that. And if you want to email me at livybellasmommy@gmail.com, I'll be happy to find that for you and get it for you. livybellasmommy@gmail.com. And she worked for FEMA. She was actually a FEMA manager. And she basically discloses on this video the what looks like it's a circle, and it has points on it. And each one of the points, it looks like a coronavirus, and each point is a point of control for global governance that the FEMA wants to initiate and take over. For example, transportation. And each one of those you could click on, and they go 200 levels deep. And they change daily according to the algorithms. And she's disclosing all of this. And she's a strong Christian. And she basically went to her bosses and said, you know, is this in fact what I'm to understand, that there are plans to basically enslave people in their own homes where they can't walk out past their sidewalk, and once a week they get 1.6 grams of protein and 1.3 grams of carbohydrates, which is basically impossible for a human to live on. And they said, no, you haven't misunderstood anything. These are our plans, and no, we will never completely come out of the lockdown. And she says, well, here's my resignation. And they were shocked and said, you know, why? And she said, I can't be a part of this. And she goes on into the connections she makes with the Book of Revelation, her belief in Christ. But as a FEMA manager, you know, regardless of your faith and belief system, as a FEMA manager, she's coming to us to warn us and tell us the plans. But one thing that she states in that video that I find very interesting, she says that the people behind this assume that we are compliant if we do not get off our butts and do something to show we're not. So while there may be some truth to this is larger than us and we can't affect it, what if there's some truth to the fact that we as individuals are stating that we do not comply? And what if there are enough of us that do that, that God hears our prayer and, you know, delays things, takes things in a different direction?
Well, the only reservation I have with that train of thought is that that is not going to happen, because actually, so it is going to happen. It's written that it's going to happen. So
right. But we don't know
exactly
when.
That's exactly my point. So
we can't
so you
resign
can't rewrite
ourselves.
What's already been written. You know, prophecy is going to get fulfilled. So you can't
right.
unwrite what's written is my argument. So
right.
the only thing to do is to take those things that are written, to take those truths, and then look at them and say, what is it that, what part, that's my question, what part is it for us as believers against these lies in this world system that we're in to come out of that, and how does that look to each one of us?
Right.
Because
and
to
I
me, the only thing that it looks
individual.
Like to me is to try and, you know, it's almost like the Book of Exodus all over again, where they were come out of Egypt and then they were in the wilderness, and they, you know, somehow God provided them for with nothing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're left with nothing, and yet
mm-hmm.
still they made it. So I don't know what that looks like to everybody. And that was my question. What does that look like to everybody else? Because these things are going to happen. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I get what you're saying. And it's all very, it's full of valor and it's full of righteousness and fight. And I get that. I am totally against the world system. I totally see where you're coming from. But my argument is these things are going to take place. So, and I think those things were told to us beforehand so we can plan accordingly and pull others with us as we go into the difficult places.
Right.
Because it clearly says it's going to get really hard for us. That's why it says those
and
who endure
will.
To the end to be saved. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and
I mean, I don't even
enduring.
Think it's even slightly hard right now. It's just troubling right now. But, I mean, what's it actually going to look like when you actually can't, you know, get food because you don't have the mark of the beast and you refuse to take it? Because that's what it says is going to happen. So I was just wondering what other people's thoughts were on how, you know, how they're going to, you know, what is in their hearts as to how to survive that when it happens. You understand what I'm saying?
I completely agree with you. And, you know,
because that's my concern
enduring to the end,
myself and my
you know,
family.
What's that?
That's my concern, you know, for my family and myself and
right.
for all of humanity,
yeah, and I think
really.
We all
but
have
sadly,
our families
sadly, there's,
on
there's
our
so
heart,
many people
yeah.
who are completely deceived by it. And that's, I think we all agree on that. It's, for me, I find it very, very sad. And it actually grieves me that so many people are so misled by this system that they're so hooked into.
Right.
And they are so vested in it, you know.
Yeah.
I've stopped doing everything.
Too,
I don't watch
agree,
movies
we'll get,
anymore or anything.
Yes. I will get
you know,
to you shortly,
just,
203 area code.
No, I just wanted to know what that looks like to everybody
yes.
else on this line. You know, what do you think you're going to have to do? How are you going to survive? What are your thoughts? That kind of thing. That's what I wanted to know.
Right. I think, you know, and I'll let them answer that as well, but I, you know, want to reiterate what Selma said in this video, that these powers, and this is a satanic truth.
I know that.
In
I'm not going anywhere near a theme account.
Yeah, in the actual religion of Satanism, this is a truth on their part. They have to disclose truth to us. And
I know that.
And our compliance is assumed by doing nothing. So we have to have our eyes open and to be able to discern the punches of the enemy. And we have to, in some
but
way or another,
nothing.
State to the world,
I do not comply. Saying,
and so,
but do we not comply by not being in... That was really what I'm trying to say. I'm not wording it well enough. Do we not is our non-compliance, there's two ways we can not comply. This is the best way I can describe it. You can either not comply by coming out of the beast system completely, i.e. trying to live off-grid with no electricity, with no internet, with no car, no gasoline, none of the things that are on this
No, your question is
point.
Clear. Give me a chance to answer
right.
it, please.
So do we?
Let me state, please.
Mm-hmm.
So each individual, you know, and there are individuals that see concerns here that are not of the Christian faith, but you're asking from a Christian standpoint. Each individual has to, according to where they're centered in their faith, they have to ask God what their role in this is. And just like in the movie The Sound of Music, the main character family goes out on stage and sings to the German audience while they have plans of slipping out the back door. Our vocalizing and helping mankind while we feel that it's that time to connect dots for people, that these face masks are more about an agenda than they are about protecting your health.
Absolutely.
In fact, you know, and to open the eyes of others, you know, because it depends on the stage of the slumber that people are in, where mm-hmm. they're at. And if, you know, if your conviction is to pack up and go now, do that. And, you know,
that's not what I'm saying.
Well, I know from, you know, talking to various and sundry people, you know, that's not off the table. But I think, you know, while we have a voice and can act and gather people together that can make a difference, you know, we can't
say
this
make
is
a difference,
written
how,
and
what
it's going to happen, so we
make.
Can do nothing. Because even he said, even Yeshua said...
Are you trying
said,
to stop this happening? Or are you just trying to wake people up to the fact it is happening? He says about making a difference. I mean, do you think lobbying, you know, the government
to stop
mandatory vaccinations will actually work?
We want as many
That's
people.
My question. I understand that, and I hear your heart. I do. Honestly, I do. But do you think, you know, if you got a million people to all sign a petition to petition the White House to not roll out mandatory vaccinations, do you think that will work? Because it's not going to work, because it says it won't work.
It certainly can tell the individual. It certainly can tell the individual.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, and I'm having a hard time. I don't want to mute you in between, but I'm having a hard time getting out what I'm trying to say. I completely 100% agree with your with what you're saying. I personally agree with what you're saying. I also agree mm-hmm. with the fact that by taking a stand, or I would not be hosting this call, by taking a stand and sharing with the masses, whatever their religion may be, where this is going, so that they can make their stand according to their conviction. Because if they don't, my people perish for lack of knowledge, if you want to look at it from a biblical standpoint. If they don't understand what's happening, I stop people in Walmart and say, you know, woman with no mask and child with, are you open to hearing the risks of mask wearing? Yes, I am. Fantastic. And I tell her the risk. If she's open to hearing more, mm-hmm. I tell her more. But this is a seed planted for her to understand that, yes, this is there is a bigger spiritual battle going on here, and this is where she could be somebody won for the kingdom that's lost for the kingdom, because she went down the primrose path that they're leading, because this is what Hegelian war tactics do. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, coronavirus. Reaction, put it on a face mask. Solution, the government's going to come and save you, when really they're taking away your freedoms. And no, I don't think that the entire New World Order can necessarily, you know, this battle is going to come to a heat. And we all, I think everybody on this call, see, it's coming to a heat right now. Mm-hmm. But it could be 200 years. This could be their version mm-hmm. of making it look like that and it be completely mm-hmm. deceitful. I don't think so. You don't think so. Could be. But
no, I don't think anybody believes that anymore.
We need to communicate that we do not comply. We need to find our role in this. You find your role in this and go out there and passionately do this. And this is what, you know, the Barefaces Legal founder founded Barefoot.
I do exactly what you're saying. However, I find so many people are, there's really two types of people right now. You know, there's It's getting so much more evident that there's a definite division coming in humanity. You know, you either believe truth or somehow have some spirit of truth in you, or you believe the lies. And sadly, You know, there's people who I know have been Christian for years, and they totally sold on this mask thing. They're totally sold on the Donald Trump thing. I mean, they cannot see the things that you point out. And I don't understand why God has, you know, I'm going to use that terminology, why God has allowed some people to be able to see and some people don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how some people can profess to be Christians and have the Holy Spirit and yet still don't know these things and still can't see them. So
do you mind
really
if I take this other call and we can come back
not
to
at all.
Discussing that? Okay, further.
Not at all.
Okay, let me put this. Area code 21203, let me bring you on. Okay, area code 203, who am I speaking with? Your first name?
Is that me?
Yes.
Is that me? I had to call back again, Rachel, because I got disconnected.
Okay. Hi, Shane.
Sorry.
You're fine. Well, she, Louise actually was interested in hearing y'all's take on her question. So if you want to state your take on it, I think she would be interested in hearing.
Okay. So prior to last night, I saw last night. I would have just said, just keep going and we're going to beat them and all that kind of stuff. But as she has said, you know, prophecy has already stated that it's going to happen. So last night I was watching a YouTube channel with this gentleman, he's a pastor, and he had dreams in way back in November of 2019. And his dream, he saw a calendar. And when calendar got to March, the hand stopped, underlined March, and then tapped three times. And then it did the same thing for June. That was his first dream. The second dream he had recently covered months succeeding past of June. And by the way, so March we had the beginning of the coronavirus thing. And then, you know, June we had all these riots and stuff like that going on. So the guy is saying that in November, what he saw was in September, he also saw the same thing. The calendar was underlined by the hand three times in his dream and then tapped three times. But then when he got to November, instead of just highlighting November like all the other months that had problems, he saw a fist hitting the calendar, exploding the calendar, and that's when he saw fire burning, everything going on, like this country just went to shit. And he said Trump was nowhere to be found during his dream. Now, obviously, this is it's a dream of his, but he said that so far it has come true in part one. So part two is looking like, gosh, it's coming. And it's about being ready for what's coming, me being prepared, and also growing your own food. And it's just staying to the end, meaning stay with your faith to our God, to our Creator until the end. And I guess then that's when we'll be saved. I guess that's how it's going to go down. So it's going to go down to the wire. We're probably going to suffer a lot and all of that. But I think if we keep our faith to our Creator and do the things that we're supposed to do, I think we will be saved. Now, I don't know what that really means. Does saved mean being cooked in a soup or saved mean being somewhere else? I have no idea. All I know is I believe that I'm just going to stay the course and fight this thing as much as I can and keep on going and take my stand and hope for the best. And like I said, I've been growing my own food, growing lots of microgreens and stuff during this period, learning how to do all that so that hopefully I'm not depending on anybody if it came down to it. So I'm done with that. Thank you.
Thank you for those thoughts. Brian, did you want to interject your thoughts on that? Brian, are you muted?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've known about these things since I was a kid. You know, I didn't really understand, you know, how close we were until just a few years ago. And, What I feel like I'm being led to do when it comes to these things, because I agree with her. I don't think anything's going to stop what's about to take place. So when I started preparing, I bought a truck. Okay, I bought, you know, camping supplies. I bought, you know, things that if I had to run off into the woods, that I would be able to, you know, carry lightly, and but would be sustainable, you know, weapons that I could, you know, carry with me as well if I had to hunt or whatever the case may be. But, you know, having a plan is always, always, I think, you know, really good. You don't want to be caught off guard. You want to know that you can leave, you know, in an instant if you have to. You know, there's a part in the Bible where, you know, I think it's in Matthew 24 where he talks about, you know, don't even stop to get your coat. My truck stays packed and ready. So we're not going to know. I mean, I think we'll have very little warning, and I believe that there will be a little window of opportunity. But, you know, much like you, I'm of the opinion that we should stay and fight for as long as possible, because what we're fighting for is people's lives and their soul. You know, our job is to intercede for these people. Our job is to pray for them and to love them and to give them information so they can make a better decision to break them out of the programming. We've all been there. You know, my family is completely asleep for the most part. You know, my sister talks about some of these things, but when it gets down to the real nitty gritty of these things, they don't see it like she had stated. You know, it's hard. It's hard to navigate in this world because of that. So I think that, you know, when it's your time and he's ready, and I believe that she's Holy Spirit led. You know, I question sometimes if people would even understand these things if they're not. I believe this is the strong delusion of Second Thessalonians. So, but either way, you know, it's going to be hard, and it's going to get much worse. We're going to be hated for his name, and there is going to come a time where we're going to have to go into the wilderness. But it's just a matter of when he tells you to wait on his timing, because his timing is the only thing that matters, you know. But
yes,
you know, winter can tell you that I'm very prepared. I talk about this stuff all the time, and I'm ready to leave. I hone in my skills last week, and I went camping, and you know, I'm constantly getting rid of more and more stuff so that way I can carry like what I need to. I have water filters and maps of the mountains. I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff, cast iron frying pans, just anything that's going to help me get through, you know, what I believe is about to. I believe we're Mystery Babylon. I think America's going to be destroyed. So, anyway, that's my take on it.
Let me bring her back on and let her answer you guys.
Whoever that was, hallelujah. Because you were absolutely right on the money. And I don't, well, Brian, I totally agree with what you're saying. I've had that very same feeling. I've got a huge garden. I've sown all kinds of crops right now. I have a house. And I'm not against fighting it. I totally get what you're saying. And I totally do the same thing all day long on Facebook. I'm exposing the lies of the world system. I try and minister about the word of God because, you know, I just don't. But I agree with what he's saying. You know, the Bible talks about the strong delusion, and I think there's going to, clearly from my experience in trying to minister to people, there is people who are already under that strong delusion. And it doesn't matter what you say. That's why he says, you know, what, shake the dust off your feet and carry on, because it doesn't matter what you say. I have family members, and it grieves me incredibly. I'm sure it grieves every one of you, because we all know. It seems like we're all on the same page. We can all see the same things. We all know the same truth. And it's upsetting and frustrating as a believer to watch these people just be led like sheep. It's led to the slaughter. It's terrible. So, you know, I didn't know what it looked like to everyone else, you know, whether it was going out living in the woods or, you know, staying where you are and be protected by God where you are, because there's instances in that, you know, in the Bible also. But certainly in the Bible, it also says to come out of her, my people. You know, I was actually just curious as to what that means to everyone else, because to me, come out of her, my people, means to come unplug from the matrix, come out of the system, stop sewing into Hollywood movies and watching all those things and all the Emmy Awards and Grammy Awards and all this crap that you see on TV. It's all just an illusion of what reality really is. And so many people, sadly, are vested in that illusion. They're vested in the illusion of government. They can't see the enemy is behind it all, is what I'm saying. So to fight the government, to fight it on a governmental level, I don't think is ever actually going to work, because that's not really what I don't think we're in this life for. I don't think it's to fight it on a political or governmental level, because we all know that there's good cop, bad cop. It's just a big scenario of good cop, bad cop, two sides of the same coin. They're all in it together. And I just I'm really frustrated as a believer, and I just wanted to know, you know, what we are supposed to do. And for me, it's to just keep exposing the lies, keep preaching the truth.
Well, and
at the same time, I agree with you. The things that are coming.
My line of thinking is very parallel to yours.
I also feel that writing our
governors and the people in power, stating that we don't comply, letting them know that we're out here as believers and we don't comply, and tweeting them and getting word to them, letting them know that there's a huge volume of people that we don't agree. And because the 70% are doing that, and these are the voices that they're hearing.
Right.
And whether or not whatever comes down from that, you know, comes down from that. But we do know that God hears the prayers of the righteous, and there are many, you mentioned Exodus earlier. I just read Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus yesterday for my reading, and there was an incident where God was about to just come down and do away with the Israelites after Aaron took the gold and melted it and had them participating in false God worship before the Ten Commandments came down. And we know there were two versions of the Ten Commandments because Moses got mad and broke the first ones. But it was Moses that prayed to God to repent of his decision to have done all of this for the glory of God and brought them out into the wilderness and then to kill them there. And God changed his mind. And I personally believe that that was all part of the story. God knew all of that, and it played out that way for us to understand him through a language that I know that he speaks in, but that's getting off on into another very deep.
There is a significant part of that, though.
But we, those of us that are soldiers for him, our prayers matter a lot. And we don't know, for us to say, oh, the book is written, but we don't know all of the outcomes. We could, he talks about fruitfulness and baskets, what one tenfold, one thirtyfold, one 100-fold. Well, I want to be 1,000-fold, but I'm feeling like about 1-fold, and so I want to have that impact, and I want that voice to be out there, and I want the government leaders, albeit I know who they ultimately work for, I want them to know my voice. They don't need to know that I don't believe that they're going to do anything anyway. They need to know that I don't agree. I do not comply. And that's where I stand with it. And the people around me seeing that, to be drawn to wake up and not feel defeated and feel, because the whole book of Numbers, over and over and over, when they're taking the census, as many as are ready for war, count them. As many as are ready for war, count them. I can't tell you how many times it says that. Are you ready for war? Am I ready for war? Some of these people aren't. But if they could be around us that are, they would be energized, encouraged, and perhaps even join the faith fight, not just this fight. But, the Bareface is Legal organization is, that's what we're about, is basically enlisting people that are ready for war in a matter of talking to the government, and I think that calling may be different for different people, and your question took our call in this direction. I'm not at all upset about it. I hope that the founder isn't either. I know he is also a believer, but I there are people that could call in that know a whole lot more about the political side of it and know a whole lot more about the argument of the masks aren't effective anyway than I.
No, they're not effective.
You know,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I am so spiritually minded on this and in tune with what you're saying. But that's
yeah.
my mindset and standing
we're
for that fight
mind.
Is that it's contagious
yeah.
and that it does reach people that,
right.
you know, a Bible study's not going to reach.
Right.
You know, because they it,
right.
when you see the big picture, some people have to go through the back door, and I leave it to God to find those and bring them,
right.
you know, through that back door. And I want to make sure that the back door's open when they try, you know. Because I know that so many people and, you know, you mentioned fear last night on the call. So many people are in so much fear, and fear is cast out by perfect love, and perfect love is made known by knowledge and understanding. And, you know, there's so many parts and pieces of that. And to, you know, the last 30 minutes of the call last night had a lot of parts and pieces of that, just discussing, you know, the geocentric earth. But, you know, I think if an individual finds that going down a path of conspiracy or going down a path of riding their government is wrong for them, that they should follow what the Holy Spirit is showing them to do. But
just by writing them alone, though, is actually really acknowledging their authority over you, though, isn't it? It's like
I
he's
don't
missing
think
that
so.
They're your authority,
I don't
and they're not
think
my
so.
Authority at all.
I don't
oh, yeah,
think
of
so.
Confidence
not,
because
especially
I
if you tell them they're not in it, you know, that my authority is Yeshua and my body is my body and my autonomy over my body was given to me by my Creator. Therefore, I do not comply.
But God sent Moses to Pharaoh to say, let my people go. But at the same time, it actually clearly says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart so he would not let the people go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly. He was in control
I mean,
of all
it's
of
the
it.
Same. It's the same case scenario now. These people are so
yeah.
hard of heart. I mean, they are satanic worshipping occultists, period.
Absolutely.
Freemasonic, Illuminati,
absolutely.
Call it what you want. They're all not of the not
and
of
yet,
the same.
And yet God had Moses confront Pharaoh again and again. Let my people
what?
Go. And yet
right.
Moses, God had Moses confront Pharaoh again and again, let my people go.
Yes, I know that. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to do what we're led to do and as individuals and you know, be convicted that what we do is in line with
No,
with
I'm not
that.
I'm not condemning not doing what you're saying. It's not exactly what I'm getting at, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I see it in a way as futile because it's actually going to happen because it says it's going to. So instead of trying to stop it
happening. But there's a harvest to be had in the meantime. And those
we?
Are the people that we can't leave behind.
Right, but the harvest isn't in the people that are doing it because they're clearly on the opposite side of the fence. The harvest
right.
is the people stuck in the game.
Right, but okay, for
you know,
example.
The harvest isn't.
For example, the founder of Barefaces Legal started Barefoot is Legal some 6 years ago, may have the dates wrong, just out of the fact that most people think that it's illegal to walk into a store and barefoot. And that all started in the hippie movement because most of the people walking barefoot were either hippies or Hispanics, and they wanted to discriminate, so they just made walking barefoot taboo. And they made everybody think it was illegal. So he started this group, and it's a huge group now. And it was just put on his heart as an individual and as a Christ follower to start Barefaces Legal. And now, I believe it's only four weeks later, he has 14,000 people that are a part of that group. And what percentage of those people are awake and strong like you and I? I don't know. Probably not many. But through this, they can be made aware of the bigger picture and hearken into, you know, if they hear and feel the knock or whatever, you know, of Yeshua, then they can hearken into that. But, you know, if...
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have long thanks for my questions.
What's that?
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for answering the question. I think I like Brian's answer. It was very good.
Sure, absolutely. Let me pause for another commercial here.
Hi. Join us Mondays.
Do you struggle with your health? Do you have a tough time decoding all the noise out there about health and wellness? We all do. Join us as we learn and grow our way forward in a more positive, autonomous, liberty-minded way. How can we claim personal independence if we don't have autonomy and control over our own bodies and, more importantly, our minds?
From the foods that we eat to the media that we consume, we have a duty as freedom-loving individuals to claim our independence of ourselves. From GMOs to medicines to vaccines, governmental tyranny, or perhaps exchanging a good recipe, no topic is off limits.
Join us here on Freedomizer Radio on Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time for Mental Acumen with Donald and Christy Rose. Hope to see you there.
Please join me, Winter Rachels, for 1 Minute Till Midnight Conspiracy Exposed on Saturday nights at 7:30 Pacific Time, 9:30 Central, and 10:30 Eastern until 1 Minute Till Midnight. Next week we have a special guest, Carl, who also does the Bible study, coming up in an hour and a half. And he is going to be talking about Sennacherib from the book of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles and the book of Isaiah. So that is something that you do not want to miss. Please also join us for Bareface is Legal again next Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 Central, and 12 Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody, and bye for now.